Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Monday's Midwest Direct Hog Markets are called mostly steady, but there are a few softer conditions seen at the outset as some plants may attempt to pressure the market today. The terminals are called mostly steady, with top prices from $56 to $62. Peoria is called steady to firm today, with a top price of $56. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,564 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $82 to $87, the weighted average $84.32. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $56.37, make that $57.57 to $68.81, the weighted average $65.29. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,210, the base price range $78 to $89, the weighted average $86.05. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $55.04 to $70, and the weighted average was $67.67. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, it's pretty dry. Some areas of Ohio and southern Michigan and northern Indiana are the driest of the dry, but it doesn't look like we're going to have any good rains coming to the Midwest Corn Belt this week. The one thing that we're looking at is Tropical Storm Fay, and right now Fay is near Cuba heading toward Florida. It's moving slowly, and it's moving without a definitive track at the moment, so still a lot of question marks with that storm. And eventually Fay will have an impact on the weather, not only in the southeastern states, but the Corn Belt, because depending on where it goes and how fast or slow it goes, it'll determine the west-east flow of weather systems across the Midwest, and it could potentially keep some of the Corn Belt dry for an extended period of time. It also could bring some much-needed rain to some of those eastern areas that are extremely dry. If Fay's track goes due north, eventually, rain could slowly work into Ohio and eastern Indiana and southeastern Michigan, and that could be very beneficial rain for those areas that have been extremely dry now for a while. And when I say for a while, here, for example, in Champaign-Urbana, we had a lot of rain in June and July, and then so far this month, very little rain. But in Columbus, Ohio, they were very wet in June, but quite dry already through the month of July, with less than 2 inches of rain for the entire month of July there. Well, we had about 10 inches here. So some areas to the east have been dry for a longer period of time, and moisture would certainly boost the crops out that way. But right now we do have some concerns about maybe a little bit of stress for some crops here late season due to dryness. And Fay will be determining factor, or one of the big determining factors on what will happen once we go into the long range. So right now, we cannot make an accurate long range forecast. And it does look like we're going to stay warm next week. We're going to stay on the warm side this week, and that part can continue. We can more easily forecast the temperature pattern than the rain pattern. Fay is what's going to be a bigger impact player on where it rains and where it doesn't. Now, it does look like as we go out, there's two issues that I want to just briefly mention here since the weather is rather quiet. One, the hurricane issue. The weather pattern in general is favorable for hurricanes. So that's something that we will have to be watching, not just with Fay, but over the next several weeks. September is the number one month for hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin. And the weather pattern right now is favorable. The water temperatures are warm. The upper air winds are light. Those are two conditions that really favor hurricanes, and also with a Bermuda high, a general southwest flow setting up along the Gulf Coast means that storms tend to come in there. But I can tell you this with Faye. Faye is not going to impact any of the energy production areas of the Gulf Coast, so that should not be a concern this time around. But we do have the tropical storm and hurricane thing to watch here over the next several weeks. Now, but having said that, some people look at the American GFS model, which goes out 16 days, and sometimes it will bring a hurricane into the U.S. coastal area. That model is very, very inaccurate on long-range hurricane prediction. And I just want everybody to realize that when there's a hurricane hitting New York City on the 16-day model, that's nothing to really be believed. Last week, there was a storm doing just that. It was going to slam right into New York City. That storm on the next day's model was going to the Texas-Mexico coast of the Gulf of Mexico. The next day, it was going into the mid-Atlantic states. Bottom line is, the long-range models will sometimes produce a hurricane, bring it across the ocean, but it's very inaccurate. So don't even believe what the models say at all in terms of hurricanes. We're in an active hurricane time of year, but the models just cannot pinpoint their progress. And the other quick thing I'll mention is frost. There's no frost in the forecast now. Frost hysteria will be bigger this year because the crops are behind. When I say frost hysteria, I think that will start to have a play on the markets, but right now we don't see any frost in the near-term forecast. So that's something that cannot be forecast with absolute certainty more than a week in advance anyway. But you're going to hear more about it as we get closer to September. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 871, up 7 3/4. Last trade up 10 1/2. September wheat at the board of trade opened at 823, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 10. September corn, 536, up 6 1/4. Last trade up 11 3/4. September beans, 12.20, up 8 1/2. Last trade up 28 3/4. Novies, 12.27 3/4, up 8 3/4. Last trade up 30. September soybean meal, 333.40, up 60. Last trade up 11.30. September soybean oil, 50.14, up 10. Last trade up 81. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Yawning Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. The meeting getting underway at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Panelists will include Mike Zuzalo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Lee Goss of EFG out of Chicago, and this man, Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
What did you make of the overnights?
Overnights, not terribly surprising given the weather we've got right now. We've got uncertainty about whether we're going to see some rain. And there are a few dry areas out here in the eastern Corn Belt. You've got some dryness up in portions of Minnesota that have missed out on some of these rains. So there's some areas that they're a little bit concerned that will begin to take the top off of this crop. I know down our way, you get down southern Indiana where they've got a lot of double crop beans. We could certainly use a good inch to two-inch drenching rain just to try and get these things going. Some of these beans have yet to make it out above the stubble out here. We posted a fairly decent reversal on Friday in the corn market. Beans, maybe a touch of a reversal-type action is possible. But certainly these markets are looking at the outside markets for some direction today. Crude oil trading up just shy of a dollar right now. The dollar's down 0.2 cents. The crude to me has pretty good support down here at 110. The dollar's got huge resistance at 78 to me. So I'm looking for things to maybe bounce a little bit this week under this dry weather scenario. This thing popped just a little bit. Your Asian markets were a little bit firmer overnight. So I think you look at a little bit of a bounce, a little turnaround here. I don't want to get all bowled up. I certainly am not. But I do think that we've taken enough out of this market that a nice retracement in this market could happen anytime.
With the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour underway this week, does the trade begin to focus more on its micros?
I think a little bit. And you know, keep in mind with Pro Farmer Tour, they're usually on the numbers that they give you on state by state. They're on the light side of what the production is. So compare them against last year's report more so than trying to look at the actual yield results that they get, because it's in the theory and how they come up with bushels.
All right, then turn your attention to CME Livestock. What do you see there this morning?
Cash seems to be finding some decent support out here. Guys have been out here pushing for stuff. You had a bit of a sell-off here last week, and I think we could turn this thing around and try and bounce back. Here again, October hogs have good support right where they're at. The December contract is nearing support, maybe even trend line support right where it's at. So I think you look at the hogs having a decent week this week.
You think hogs another leg up on the board?
I think you will. I think you make another run, and if you get a chance to get these hogs up around $78, I think you get some hedges in place. Even June hogs, if we can get another run back up towards $98, $99, I'd get some hedges in place and put them in the books for right now, because your concern there has to be whether we can keep the exports going. If this dollar continues to firm and we break through this resistance at 78, I think the exports on hogs will start to drop back quite significantly.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye. Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.